The sea was always an important part of Arin's demise, economic boom. But I should also mention the other traders, manufacturers and artisans who contributed to the town's history, such as the lace makers, for example. But I don't want to spoil it for Ana Maria, who will tell you all about that when you get to meet her later. She doesn't like people sticking their noses into her speciality. What a woman! I'd like to talk about the Roca family, five generations of watchmakers who came from Juneda in Las Garrigas and established themselves in Arenys de Munt at the beginning of the 18th century, and who by the end of the century had expanded their business in Arenys de Mar. They were outstanding among the town's business community. Cork for bottling was also an industry that brought wealth to the town. It employed many women and was particularly important between the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. In the 20th century, factories played an important part in the town's daily life. Examples being Ceramica La Union and Calisay for medicinal aromatic herbs. But it was the knitwear industry that became the most important. Of the many textile industries there were in Arenys de Mar, the Condor Company, with more than 100 years of history, is still present in 40 countries throughout the world. And there was much more, as you can see. Glass, millstones, cosmetics, perfumes, even a poultry farm renowned around the country. I am proud to say that the people of Arenys have displayed their commercial, trading and creative abilities throughout the centuries, overcoming economic crises and readjusting their economic goals. And that is still the case, as far as I know.